This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal judge in South Dakota issued a temporary restraining order early this morning at the request of Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle. The measure is aimed at stopping what the judge ruled was intimidation of Native American voters by poll watchers. They are working for the campaign of Republican John Thune, who's in a dead heat race against Daschle for his Senate seat. Joining me now from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the judge issued the restraining order, is NPR's David Wellner. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
Why did Senator Daschle seek this restraining order from a U.S. district court just, hours before the polls were to open there?
Well, it's because Daschle's lawyers said they got documentary evidence just yesterday afternoon of what they called acts of intimidation aimed at Native American voters who were casting early ballots. And this was after one of Daschle's own poll watchers went to a town yesterday, mostly populated by Yankton Sioux. And he took photos that he said showed poll watchers from opponent John Thune's camp intimidating these voters by writing down their license plate numbers as they came and went. Now, Native Americans, especially in South Dakota, tend strongly to vote Democratic. And Daschle has pinned his hopes for winning what's been an extremely tight race on having all of the many Native Americans who've been newly registered actually show up and vote at the polls. Everybody here in South Dakota is aware that John Thune lost his last try for a Senate seat 2 years ago by only about 500 votes. And the votes that proved decisive then came from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So a lot of attention is focused on the Native American vote here.
And what effect will this judge's order have?
Well, the judge agreed with Daschle that Native American voters were indeed being intimidated by Thune's poll watchers to the point that others might be afraid to show up and vote today. So the judge issued a temporary restraining order that forbids all those working for Thune from following Native Americans to polling places, and it also explicitly bans them from copying down the license plate numbers of vehicles that come and go at the polling places. But, you know, this order is limited to only the one county where the alleged intimidation occurred, even though Daschle had requested that it apply statewide, that there be a restraining order against all poll observers working on behalf of John Thune.
And what are the poll watchers working for Daschle's opponent, John Thune? What do they say they're doing?
Well, they say that they were among the hundreds of lawyers who've come to South Dakota to make sure that voting is done fairly on Indian reservations. And the reason they said they were writing down license plate numbers was because they had heard reports, they said, that Daschle's campaign was paying drivers on those reservations $10 for every person they brought to vote, which they say is illegal. And Daschle's people deny that such payments are being made.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's David Wellner is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.